Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Hello, madam. I understand you witnessed the accident. Have you got a few minutes to tell me what you saw?
Yes, no problem. I don't have to be back at work for a while, so I'm pleased to help.
Did you actually see what's happened?
Yes. I was standing over there near the bus stop. I was on my way to get something for lunch and just happened to be looking at a shop across the road. That's when I saw the red car come out from the junction over there.
You don't happen to know what time it occurred, do you?
Well, I left work for my lunch break at 1, and it's only about 10 minutes' walk away, the office, I mean. So it might have been about 1:10. Although I did pop into the shop for something, so it was probably closer to 1:15.
So it pulled out of Monk's Road, that's the road over there, straight onto High Street.
That's right, yes.
Did you get a view of who was in the car?
There were 3 of them. 2 in the front, the driver, of course, someone in the passenger seat, and there was someone in the back. They were quite young. I doubt if they were much older than 20. Anyway, they came speeding out of the side road over there and hit that lady's bicycle. The driver didn't bother to stop to find out if she was okay. He just drove off along the main road towards the town centre. Is the woman okay?
She should be fine. She banged her head when she came off the bike, so we've called for an ambulance. They always like to check you out in case you have concussion. But no, she seems fine.
The bike doesn't look too good, though. I don't think she'll be using that again. I suppose she was very lucky, really. If they'd hit her instead of the front wheel, she could have been seriously injured. It looked like they were just in a hurry and didn't want to stop at the junction. I know the traffic lights aren't working there, so perhaps they thought they could just pull out.
Could you give me a description of the car? Do you know the make and model?
Well, I'm not very good with cars, but I'm pretty sure it was the same model as my husband's car, a Ford Fiesta. It was red, like I said, and quite old, and the door on the driver's side was damaged. It looked like it had been in another accident some time ago.
I don't suppose you had a chance to take down the registration number, did you?
I did, actually. Let me see. Y48BYW. Will that help you trace them?
That's really helpful. It depends. It might be a stolen car, but at least we'll be able to trace the owner. If it wasn't stolen, then yes, we'll be able to find out the name of the driver. Now, would you mind giving me your contact details, just in case we need to get in touch about anything?
Of course.
What's your name?
Mrs. Stansfield. Rita Stansfield. That's STANSFIELD.
And your address, Mrs. Stansfield?
19 Althorpe Road, Bradford. That's ALTHORPE.
Have you got a telephone number we can get you on?
Yes, it's 0232 566 788.
And do you have a mobile number?
Yes, 07834 889 772.
That's great, Mrs. Stansfield. As I said, we may get in touch if we need any further information, but probably what you've told me is enough. Thanks for your time.
No problem. I'm glad to have been of help.
That is the end of section 1. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Hello, madam. I understand you witnessed the accident. Have you got a few minutes to tell me what you saw?
Yes, no problem. I don't have to be back at work for a while, so I'm pleased to help.
Did you actually see what's happened?
Yes. I was standing over there, near the bus stop. I was on my way to get something for lunch and just happened to be looking at a shop across the road. That's when I saw the red car come out from the junction over there.
You don't happen to know what time it occurred, do you?
Well, I left work for my lunch break at 1, and it's only about 10 minutes' walk away, the office, I mean. So it might have been about 1:10. although I did pop into the shop for something, so it was probably closer to 1:15.
So it pulled out of Monk's Road, that's the road over there, straight onto High Street.
That's right, yes.
Did you get a view of who was in the car?
There were three of them. Two in the front, the driver, of course, someone in the passenger seat, and there was someone in the back. They were quite young. I doubt if they were much older than 20. Anyway, they came speeding out of the side road over there and hit that lady's bicycle. The driver didn't bother to stop to find out if she was okay. He just drove off along the main road towards the town centre. Is the woman okay?
She should be fine. She banged her head when she came off the bike, so we've called for an ambulance. They always like to check you out in case you have concussion. But no, she seems fine.
The bike doesn't look too good, though. I don't think she'll be using that again. I suppose she was very lucky, really. If they'd hit her instead of the front wheel, she could have been seriously injured. It looked like they were just in a hurry and didn't want to stop at the junction. I know the traffic lights aren't working there, so perhaps they thought they could just pull out.
Could you give me a description of the car? Do you know the make and model?
Well, I'm not very good with cars, but I'm pretty sure it was the same model as my husband's car, a Ford Fiesta. It was red, like I said, and quite old, and the door on the driver's side was damaged. It looked like it had been in another accident some time ago.
I don't suppose you had a chance to take down the registration number, did you?
I did, actually. Let me see. Y48BYW. Will that help you trace them?
That's really helpful. It depends. It might be a stolen car, but at least we'll be able to trace the owner. If it wasn't stolen, then yes, we'll be able to find out the name of the driver. Now, would you mind giving me your contact details, just in case we need to get in touch about anything?
Of course.
What's your name?
Mrs. Stansfield. Rita Stansfield. That's S-T-A-N-S-F-I-E-L-D.
And your address, Mrs. Stansfield?
19 Althorpe Road, Bradford. That's A-L-T-H... O-R-P-E.
Have you got a telephone number we can get you on?
Yes, it's 0232-566-788.
And do you have a mobile number?
Yes, 07834-889-772.
That's great, Mrs. Stansfield. As I said, we may get in touch if we need any further information, but probably what you've told me is enough. Thanks for your time.
No problem. I'm glad to have been of help.
That is the end of section 1.